Good evening. You know, what a wonderful place to be. And Sarah's song is absolutely right. There shouldn't be a one of us come here this evening just to go through the motions of being here. I hope and pray that you come out here this evening expecting God to bless you, wanting to be blessed, wanting to serve Him, wanting to praise Him. I hope and pray that that is what you come out here to do. You know, I am one of those that believe, I heard somebody say, Todd, I believe, you know what, when we come to church, we should be ready for church. Amen? Amen? We should want to be here, come here ready to serve Him. Not come here and expect for Him to wait on us. He's wanting us to come here in a spirit, in a mood of praising and worshiping Him. And you know what? I don't want to be fine no more. I want to be great. The only way that we can be great is through Him. Amen? Amen? The only way that we can be. We've been talking a lot about our joy and wanting to praise Him and serve Him. I want to ask you this evening, what is the source of your joy? What is the source of that joy this evening? You know what? I thought about this. I'm going to be preaching from Psalms 5, 11. You can turn there. But you know what? I thought about this. I hope the source of your joy this evening isn't the football team that you root for. You know what? Your football team could go and could win every game this year, but there's going to come a point in time when that team's going to lose. And whenever it loses, that joy is going to be gone that you felt from rooting for that team. I hope and pray this evening that your source of your joy is not just your family this evening. Our families bring us joy, don't get me wrong. But I hope that you don't put all your trust and the source of your joy in your family this evening. Because guess what? There are times whenever that family's going to let you down and your joy is going to be gone. Amen. I hope and pray that your source of joy is not found in the bottom of a bottle somewhere. Because you know what? That joy will only last for a certain amount of time. There's going to be heartache involved in it. But I'm here this evening to tell you that our joy comes from one thing and one thing only. And I'm going to get into the source of our joy here in a little bit. If you would, Psalms, the 5th chapter, the 11th verse, it tells us this. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Because Thou defendest them, let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. Do you love Him this evening? Man, if you love Him this evening, you have something to be joyful in tonight. It makes no difference what circumstance you're in. I know I say this a lot, but praise God, if we are trusting in the One that give us everything, we should be joyful this evening, should we not? Praise God this evening. Certainly, there will be hard times. I am not going to stand up here and tell you that there will not be hard times. I've had them. You've had them. But praise God this evening. Even so, praise God in the Lord, we have joy in Him only. Do we have joy? We can have that joy. Jesus said in John 15, 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that My joy might remain in you. These things have I spoken unto you. Read the 15th chapter of John, and then look down through it, and it said, in these things that My joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be what? That it might be full. Praise God this evening. You know what? That's why. Whenever I tell you tonight, you know what? The world out here can offer temporary joy, but the One that I serve offers a joy that'll take you to heaven one of these days. It'll take us there. So where, we as believers, where does our joy come from? First off, our joy is found in salvation. Amen? I'm telling you what, you know this, I've said it. When I received the Lord into my heart on that October Wednesday night many years ago, I found out what joy really was. I thought joy was getting a gift at Christmas that I really wanted. I thought joy was going fishing and catching a big fish or getting a big buck. But guess what? You know what? I could hunt all deer season and not get a buck. And then I don't have no joy if you're going to put it in that kind of perspective. But praise God, when I got up out of there that night, listen to me. It's to this day right now. Here it is in January 2017. And I still have the joy of the Lord in my heart. Amen? Praise God this evening. That's where our joy comes from, salvation. Isaiah 12:3 tells us this. Therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. Amen? We draw waters out of the well of salvation because our joy is in our salvation. Amen? That is where it's at. It's nowhere else that I've ever found that can compete with the joy that I found on the night that I received salvation into my heart. Just knowing that I belong to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Just knowing. There were times in my life, I'm here to tell you, when I didn't think I belonged. I'm just going to tell you, I'll just be right up front with you. There were times before I come to know the Lord where I didn't think that I belonged. I didn't know what. I'm so awkward and so, and you can say, well, you can blame it on being a teenager. You blame it on what you want to. I'm here to tell you, whenever I come to know Him, I felt like I belonged, Patty. And I feel like I belong today. I feel like I belong. I believe today that I belong to a family of God. I believe I belong to a God that loves me. I felt unworthy at one time. Praise God, I don't feel unworthy tonight. I have stumbled and fell and got back up and asked for forgiveness, but I still feel worthy this evening not because of me, but because of Him this evening. I feel worthy because of the God that I serve and His Son who came and died for me. I feel worthy tonight. I'm here to tell you, if you're here tonight and you don't feel worthy, come to this altar tonight. I'm telling you, He wants you. He wants you to feel worthy. He wants you to feel part of the family of God. He saved me. Timmy saved me. Well, you know, what more can I say? He saved me one day. He saved me from a world of destruction out there one time. He turned His anger away from me. In Isaiah 12:1 it says, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away. Thou comfortest me. Praise God. The anger. He turned His anger away from me one day when I come to know Him as my Savior. I am so thankful that that's one day. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad this evening? Raise your hands that you know the Lord. Aren't you glad that you know the Lord this evening? I cannot explain to you how glad that I am that I know Him tonight. He gives us heaven. He gives us heaven. I am so thankful that I've got a place to go to that is beyond all the heartaches and stuff out here that we had. I'm glad I got a heaven to go to. He has given me life. He has given me not only eternal life, but you know what? I am thankful that I'm walking with Him down here. He has given me the Christian life to walk down here. Amen. Aren't you glad for that? I'm going to tell you what, they can call it whatever they want to. They can say that you're old fuddy-duddies. They can say that you're whatever they want to say. I am glad that I can walk this Christian life and that Jesus walks with me. Aren't you glad of that this evening? I am tickled to death. And not only did He give me life, He says He give us an abundant life. Did He not? And is it not? Now, I don't have the world's riches. That's not what it's talking about. And if these people who try to make it, well, you know, this abundant life thing is all about money. It is not about that. It is about the life that we live with Him every day and how He walks with us. And He gives us peace and joy and hope and understanding. Have you lost that joy of your salvation? You know, the Bible tells us, I've said this all the time, it tells us this. It said, God will restore. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Praise God this evening. If you're back here tonight and you've lost the joy of your salvation, I'm here to tell you, He is more than willing to give it back to you. to let you feel it one more time, to let you understand what the joy of salvation is. Also, there's joy in prayer. Do you know that? There is joy in prayer. John 16, 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive that what? That your joy may be full. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? I tell you what, I want to come here one of these days. I want to be able to pour that whole thing of marbles in there one of these days. Amen. But why? Because God gives us joy. Amen. If you ever had a prayer answered and you had joy? Amen. Amen. Have you not? Does your joy not come with knowing that there is still a God on the throne, a prayer hearing, and a prayer answering God, and when He answers our prayers, praise God, He gives us joy. And knowing that He answers our prayers. Praise God to see. Listen, there is joy in reading God's Word. Is there not? Jeremiah 15, 16 tells us, He said, Thy Word were found, and I did eat them. And Thy Word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by Thy name, O Lord God of hosts. He said, Thy Word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Man, I'll tell you, when I read in there in John 3, 16, Ron, for God so loved the world, I know you see that scripture everywhere, but does it not bring you joy? I don't care if you've seen it this morning and you hear about it tonight. Does it not bring you joy to know God's Word said, for God so loved the world? Praise God to see. I tell you what, that is awesome. His Word should bring us joy. We should read the promises. Read the prophets. Read all the parables that's in there. Read every bit of it from the front to the back and tell me that you will not get joy in reading the Word of God. There'll be something in there that'll touch you and stir in your heart when you read the Word of God and it sticks out to you and it pops out to you the way that it does sometimes. Read the book and you will find joy in it. Read it. I'm going to tell you something. One reason why I believe some believers don't have joy today, they've gotten away from reading God's Word. I believe that. I believe they've gotten away from it. And when you get away from whenever God is wanting to bless you with His Word, and you get away from that, you're not going to find the joy that He has for you sometimes. And folks, there's joy in being filled with the Spirit. I'll tell you what, I am so thankful. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for a salvation you couldn't feel. Amen? Can I put it any more bluntly? I'll tell you, I understand we walk through some valleys sometimes. I understand that. But man alive, you're not going to walk through them for years and months and years and years. You're going to feel the Spirit of God will come and you're going to be blessed by the Spirit of God. I find joy whenever the Spirit of God stirs up in me. Galatians 5:22, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Man alive, what a table. I said this morning, you know what? God has a table spread for us. Right there is what it is. And yet us as Christians sometimes don't want any of that, doesn't seem like. We got excuses all the time. I'm here to tell you, He's wanting to bless us. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. You know what? We should have joy in our hearts and in our lives. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20 tells us this. Be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Just like the song Sarah sung earlier, does it not stir up in your heart? And you know what? Right. You know, it's talking about, you know what? You don't want to go through the motions anymore. But praise God, does it not stir in your heart and let you know we don't have to go through the motions anymore? Because why? Because you know what? Praise God, He has put that in our hearts. He's wanting to give us that joy and that peace in our hearts. And I'll tell you, there's joy in leading a soul to Jesus Christ. Is there not? Psalms 126:6, he that goeth forth weeping And it said in bearing, it goes on to tell us this. Let me get this here to where I can get to it. Precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I'm telling you, God's word will not return unto him void. And if you step out and be the witness that we need to be, I'm telling you, it will come to fruition one of these days. Praise God, whenever we see the souls come in, through witnessing and through testimonies, so when we see them come in, guess what? Does that not bring joy to your heart? The Bible tells me that the angels of heavens rejoice over one soul that comes back, right? Praise God. There's a party in heaven. Why should we not rejoice? Why should we not rejoice? There is joy in fellowship with the Lord. I am so thankful to come out here on a Sunday night and be with fellow Christians. Amen. I'm glad to come out here and worship and fellowship and be with people who believe the way that I believe. They believe that Jesus Christ is worth coming out to His house and giving Him praise and worship for. I tell you what, I am thankful. Thankful that we can do that. He said in 1 John 1, 4 through 10, and these things write unto you that your joy may be full. This is the message which ye have heard of him, declaring to you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. You get what it said? We have fellowship one with another. Praise God. You know what? It didn't end back then. Praise God. We can have fellowship one with another. And in the fellowship that we have with one another here this evening, we can have joy in that fellowship. Can we not? We can have joy in it. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. I'm here to tell you this evening, if you do not know Jesus, if you're saying this evening, you know what? I don't know whether or not Jesus is in my heart. I'm here to tell you, if you do not know, come to this altar and make sure, okay? Don't go out of this church this evening saying to yourself, well, I'm not sure. I'm here to tell you, as the old preachers used to say over 14th Avenue, it's a no-so salvation. You'll know. If you're saved, you're going to know if you're saved. If the Spirit of God floods your heart, you're going to know that you're saved. There's not going to be no doubt. 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen ye love, and whom through now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why? Because you know what? I don't have to see him face to face to know that Jesus Christ lives. You right? I don't have to go over and see an empty tomb over in Israel to know that Jesus lives. He's right here. He's right here. And you'll know that too. Jesus lives in your heart. They come and get a song this evening.